You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, December 2nd, 2005. This is a very special show because we have a new student joining us next week. The show is information for the new student or anyone who might join us.
Or for anyone else in the world who wants to know more about our classroom.
We hope you enjoy it.
Like yours. Our room has tables instead of desks because we have a different way of working together. The reason we have tables is because we want to help each other and get along. We don't have assigned seats, so we can sit next to other people and make your own choices. We sit on the floor on a rug in a circle. We sit in a circle because we like to see each other and give eye contact. At snack time, we sit on the rug and usually listen to Mr. Sprankle read us a story. The book that we are reading is The World of Pooh.
In Room 208, we have a rule that you have to follow. We wrote it down on a piece of paper. The rule is to treat others the way you want to be treated, with respect, and always do your very best. Everyone had to sign it because it was like a contract you had to follow. We have the rule because we don't want anyone to get bullied or someone to get hurt on the inside or on the outside. We don't allow bullying in our school. We also have it because we want everyone to be successful. We think it's better to have a class rule than to not, because if everyone is not following the rule, we can look at it, at the class rule, and say, are we following the rule that we said we would follow? Hope you follow all the rules.
Also in our class, we do something called a podcast. A podcast is like an online radio show. You can get to our podcast on the computer. You have to type bobsprankle.com. One tool we use to make a podcast is an iRiver. An iRiver is an MP3 player for digital sound. We use a microphone to record ourselves so you can listen to us. You also need headphones. What you really need is a computer to make a podcast. We have a paper called a rundown. A rundown is where we write down different corners for the podcast in order. We do the rundown after snack most of the time. We do a podcast because we want to share our learning with other people.
Classroom room 208, we have certain schedules of the day. This is what we do. Every morning we do a morning routine. First we get out our agendas. We usually write in the homework we have for the night. Every night for 4 days we have one sheet of homework and we read for 20 minutes. We don't have homework on special occasions. We are on a 6-day schedule. Our days are numbered for our specialists. For example, day 1 is art, day 2 is music, day 3 is phys ed, aka gym, day 4 is library, day 5 we have health science and computer in the afternoon, and day 6 we have mystery day. Then after specialist we have snack. After snack we have reading, then lunch and recess. After lunch and recess we have math. In math, the fourth graders from Mr. Ride's class come to our classroom, and our thirds go into Mr. Ride's room for math. The thirds come back for theme, aka science or social studies. Then writing. Then after writing, we pack up to go home. We sit on the rug, and Mr. S reads us the book that he is reading to us until the office calls for the pickups. Mr. S tells us a story about his life, and we like it. That was our class schedule and our homework routine.
Do you like ribs? Well, in room 208, we love them. What we call SSR, aka Sustained Silent Reading, is RIBS. This is what RIBS stands for. Read independently, balanced choices, silently. We get to choose books that we want to read, like poems, chapter books, magazines, and other things too. That is what we do at reading time.
Almost every Monday in room 208, we have lunch in our classroom with Mr. S, which is called Bistro Cafe. We have Bistro to honor the student of the week, and also so they can share and talk about themselves. Also, at Bistro, the student of the week gets to share something special from their home, like pictures, toys, videos, books, and trinkets. And that is what Bistro is.
Another thing that might be different is we have two different math teachers. One is Mr. Ingerson, and the other is Mr. Sprankle. Mr. Sprankle teaches 4th grade math, and Mr. Ingerson teaches 3rd grade math. In 3rd grade math, we are learning about multiplication and division. One of our favorite math games is Beat the Calculator. We are using fact triangles to help us with our multiplication and division facts. The 4s are now doing metric and U.S. customary. We are doing a math page where we write the measurements of different things with centimeters and millimeters, and that is all about math.
And here is some of the hard work
we did brainstorming for this week's show. Well, here it is.
Things we should write in our book for a new student. Bailey?
You should write that try to treat others the way you want to be treated, and with respect, and always do your very best.
Haley. Our podcast.
Emily.
We could tell how our day was, like what our day is like, and why we do these things, like in science. So, like, whatever they miss will be in that booklet. So it's like sort of like a teacher's guide of the schedule, but it's really what we've been learning.
Courtney?
Tell them that we'd love to have a new student and that you're very welcome in this classroom.
Nate.
How we do like Bisto or something. How we go in on Mondays and the student of the week tells us about them and shows some stuff.
Bailey.
We should introduce our names in our book.
Haley. We could tell them about student of the week. Nate.
We could tell them how we do ribs and how we read a book and how the signing in and signing out goes.
Chris. We can tell them about Dream Brothers and how we share stuff at Bisto.
Emily.
We could tell them how Mr. S reads to us and about Dream Sisters and Comedy Angels.
Cassidy.
We could tell them about what's happening in the book he's reading us.
Bailey.
We should tell him that about different corners on our podcast and tell him that he can come up with something. Or she can come up with.
Cassidy.
We should tell this new student what a podcast is.
And we should probably tell him that they don't have to do the podcast unless they want to.
We could tell them we can write in the booklet our class rule.
You can tell them about you can start new corners on the podcast only if you want to.
We could tell them about the books that we have read and the books that we are reading.
Wow, those were a lot of things to write. We better get going.
A great time listening to our special show. A big reason this show is special is that it's not just for a worldwide audience. It's for new students that know so little or nothing about Room 208. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week for another wonderful podcast. Don't forget to email us at room208podcast@gmail.com.
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show Pod Save Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.